Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Galatians chapter 1, we finished our study of verses 1 through 5. Let's listen closely as Dr. Bloom gives an invitation today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
So Christ voluntarily yielded his right to stay in heaven and be taken from his glory. And he emptied himself of that glory in order to take on the form of a human being and come to this world and fulfill the Father's will to die on a cross, becoming sin for us. So opposite of his holy glory. Jesus Christ yielded 100% of his rights in order to do this for you and me. By the way, we are joint heirs with Christ. Christ became the heir of all things in his humanity. Now, sometimes we say, yeah, I agree with that. What's the point? When Jesus came to this earth and took on human flesh and then later rose from the dead, and that flesh now is glorified, he still confined himself to flesh. As long as he dwells in that flesh, we have eternal life. And so, in his love, he confined himself for the rest of eternity to flesh, that we might be a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Wow! The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell. So, when he says, to whom be glory forever and ever, he is speaking of a holy and righteous glory that, if seen in its full splendor, would slay a mortal man. I must join the late Dr. J. Vernon McGee, who made this statement. I don't want to stand on the sidelines and compromise by endorsing these contemporary dramatic productions and songs that are belittling the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm speaking out against them because he is God, manifest in the flesh. He gave himself for me. I want to praise his name, to whom be glory forever and ever, forever and ever. And forever and ever begins right now and is going on right into eternity. Well, McGee got it right. He got it right. This is right, since the evil of the world seeks to affect the local church. The Galatians church is being rebuked for their adding to Christ for salvation. This was to, in effect, to contaminate the grace of God. And as they do that, then they also misuse liberty. And so he closes that verse, to whom be glory forever and ever, with the word, Amen. So be it. Truly, he deserves all pure and holy worship. He deserves and really deserves totally 100% our praise, uncorrupted by the fleshly mind and world system. My friend, God loves you. And he came. He devised a Savior to pay your penalty. You know, so many things in the Bible tells us about the love and God's way of salvation. And one of the first things that God designed to show the relationship between Him and a true believer is marriage. As Jesus said in Matthew chapter 19, He created them male and female. One man for one woman. One woman for one man. Now, it's been my hap over the years to see people that have been married 50, 60, and 70 years. I've been married 45 years myself, and on maybe by 46 by the time some of you hear this. And my friend, I found in the day in which we live today that I come across couples who want to be saved, and they're living together, but they're not married. And I'll sit down and talk to them about the sin that is according to the Word of God. And then I will offer to buy a license for them to get married. More often than not, they reject that because they don't want the commitment of marriage. And in like manner, some want God to save them and will even say the words, the right words. But they really don't want God to interfere with their sin. Just like that couple do not want to make that commitment that might interfere with what they think is a freedom. So, someone can pray the right words, but hell will still be their destiny because they don't have a heart belief in Christ. You say, what is a heart belief? Romans 10:9 says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord, speaking of His deity, Jesus, speaking of His humanity, as the sacrifice for our sins. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Now that's the righteousness of Christ, not our own righteousness. But when we believe unto the righteousness of Christ, we're believing unto His deliverance, His power, and therefore, just like in a marriage, because there's a heart belief that you love that person and that person loves you, you make that commitment. And as a bride, she makes that commitment knowing that if it's a Christian marriage, He is the head. And we are the helpmeet, submitted to Him. But because He's a loving head, we trust Him completely. And so we have no qualms about leaving the freedoms of this world that has enslaved us to sin, to come to His deliverance from our sin, the sin's power over us, and sin's penalty. So we call it repentance. Repentance is turning to Him with a willingness for Him to cleanse you of your sin by His precious blood and to make you His own child. One that He will chasten that needs chasten, will strengthen when you need strengthen, and will always love you. And so you come to Him giving Him your heart and life. And so with the mouth, just like in a wedding, the I do, you give your life to Him. My friend, you know you can do that right now, right where you are. For He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There was a day that I could put the name Andy Bloom in there. For if Andy Bloom would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And my friend, you can put your name in there as well. If you'll call upon the Lord, He will save you because He loves you. Jesus died for you. You say, what do I do to get saved from my sin and its penalty? Well, first of all, admit that you're a sinner, that you cannot save yourself, that you do not deserve to go to heaven, that you do deserve hell. Realize that your sin has separated you from God. Secondly, be willing for God to cleanse you of your sin by the blood of Christ. Romans 3:10 says, there's none righteous, no, not one. And Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me and that includes you. And so, we realize that we're sinners, and we realize also that the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. Final complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. But we also know, but the gift, not what we earn, not what we deserve, the gift of God is eternal life. We have earned to go to hell, but God's great gift is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Again, just like a marriage, it's not a bunch of work that the man has to do or the woman has to do to say, okay, now you deserve to get married. No, you take each other's word, and you're married. Performed with witnesses, and you're married. And when you walk out of that marriage place, you are married. Whether you feel like you're married or not, you are married. And in like manner, when you give yourself to Jesus Christ, you are His forever. And so, in the marriage, you've forsaken all others for that one. And in Christ, it's not your way, it's not Jesus, and it's Christ alone. And you know that He's going to save you. And you know because He loves you, that all things will work out for good because He loves you. And everything that seems negative in your life will come out for good because He loves you. And He's preparing you for eternity. Now, He'll save you. You come to Him, His promise in John 6:37 is He'll no wise cast you out. So, my friend, right now, right where you are, believing that He died for you, that He paid the penalty in full for your sins, because God does not lie, and He said that He did, you receive that payment, and you receive Him as your Lord, your God, as your Savior. If you'll do that right now, just pray this prayer silently there where you are, as I pray it aloud. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now, my friend, if you meant that, you just now gave your life to Christ, would you write us? You can either email us, you can write us at our physical address, and let us know that you've made this decision. If you don't belong to a Bible-preaching, Bible-believing church, look up in your yellow pages or on your internet for your local areas of church, and look for an independent Baptist that uses the King James Bible. There, we usually say traditional about their music. Call them up, tell them the decision that you've made listening to this radio broadcast, and ask them what your next step is, and they'll be so glad to help you. So I trust that you'll do that. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. I trust you'll ask your friends to listen in, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.